Don Brown, Bills Mafia, yeah, you find us, we breaking the tables, we tailgating, breaking them tables, you know the mafia dangerous, you see us, we breaking the tables, we breaking them tables, we breaking them tables, we breaking them tables, we breaking them, breaking them, you find us, we breaking the tables, we tailgating, breaking them tables, you know the mafia dangerous, you see us, we breaking the tables, we breaking them tables, we breaking them tables, we breaking them tables, we breaking them, breaking them, you know the mafia dangerous, put a hit out on your favorite team,
ready, one, two, three, go!
Been shooting a bomb, mafia mind. Please don't step on my shoes. Game day ones, the white, the red, the blues. Hey man, breaking tables is traditional. Wishing the fish, look at my drip. Never cheating like Belichick is. Sean McDermott never telling the biz. Deion Dawkins, Mr. Bobby got Mitch. Gabe Davis told tapping to this. Who making anthems that slapping like nobody. This? Nobody getting attraction like nobody. This. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. We breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them. Tables, we breaking them. Tables, we breaking them. Tables, we breaking them. The podcast breaking tables. You see us, we breaking them tables. Neil and Brian is breaking the tables. The mafia, baby, you know that we dangerous. Everybody know. Don Brown.
Get the tables.
Whoa, 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 ladies and gents. Welcome to Breaking Tables. This is Epic B.
This is Tampa Neil.
Whoa, whoa, wow, woozah. It's going to be an epic, epic episode. This opening segment is brought to you by Brennan's Sports Pub, Pompano Beach, home of South Florida Bills backers HQ. If you guys are coming down for vacation, come check it out. Good food, great people, cold beer, Miller Lite, phenomenal. Right, Tampa Neil? Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal.
They do have a little Bat Blue Light as well, which is awesome.
They do. They do. Yeah, they do. So what's up, Tampa? I haven't seen you in a minute, man.
I know. It's been too long. Haven't done a show in 2 weeks. Shit's changed across the board in all of football and something else.
This is what happens. We can never take vacation ever again. Because
never again.
Shit like this happens when we don't do a show consecutively. This is going to be an epic show. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Kate, how you doing? Guys, hit that like button. Show us you love us. Hit that heart button. Uh-oh. Tampa Neil kicked himself out of the show. Kick yourself out of the show like Tampa Neil. Kate, what's going on? Let's get this show started, Tampa Neil. What do you think about this? Kate goes, hi, guys. Are we trusting the process right now? Tampa Neil.
I'm going to let you take that one first.
No, no. She was asking you specifically, Tampa Neil. All right, fine. No, I got you. I got you. Don't worry. Don't worry. All right. My take, I really hope you'd go first, man, because I'm like, yeah, what Tampa Neil said. man, I don't know what the process is anymore. I don't know what the process is anymore. I mean, guys, Higgs is used, whatever. I don't know what happened. We'll get more into that. But in terms of the process, absolutely trust the process because I am a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. I trusted the process back in 84 when I was born. All right. So it just happens to be trust the process era with McDermott. Which I don't think he controls that. Tampa Neil, what are your thoughts now?
My jersey.
Oh my God. Yes.
My wife's jersey.
Bye bye.
My daughter's jersey. What the fuck is going on? I have no more jerseys.
Stop buying jerseys. Stop buying jerseys.
Aurora's good. Aurora's got an Allen jersey, so she's good.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't want to wear that anymore because every time I buy a jersey, it's like they're gone. Next day, it's like, wait a minute. Or they do terrible. Then I have to like give away the jersey. I don't know. Maybe I'm cursed. My fault, guys. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm really not sure what the hell happened. I mean, Josh Allen is our only captain left.
out of eight people.
I don't know what. I mean, I get some of the things that they're doing. I really do. I truly just don't understand what happened with Diggs. I really honestly don't. I look at that as like, I don't know. I really don't know what happened there. Something that he said or did or something. I don't know if he had just got to a point where he just didn't believe in the team anymore. And he said, I just need to get out.
Are we talking about it, Neil? What you want to know what really happened?
Go ahead.
I'm telling you, this whole thing coming back with Brittany Williams is coming back in full circle.
The thing with what?
Brittany Williams.
Oh, that's not.
Yes, it's coming back full circle, Tappanil. They found out.
That's not it.
Where's Mike Ronk when you need him? Definitely. Oh, come on, guys. The people tuning in right now. Everybody just give a thumbs up if you want to hear the inside scoop on Brittany Williams and Stephon Diggs. If not, we'll just skip it because it's kind of epic. It may or may not be true, just for the record, so I don't get sued.
I'll tell you one thing. Right now, I look at we lost 1,900 yards of 1,900 receiving yards, and what are we going to do to get it? Like, get it back at some point. I think Curtis Samuel is a good pickup, but he's not a number one. Khalil Shakir, good receiver. He's not a number one. Are they going to move up in the draft? They don't really have the capital to move up in the draft to go and get one of these top receivers. I mean, they didn't really get much for Diggs. I feel like we gave away more than we gave up. And now he's going to be a free agent next year because Houston just reworked his deal to where this is the only year he's going to be with Houston. So he's probably going to be heading up the street to Dallas right afterwards.
Can I play devil's advocate, Tampanil? What about the flip side, right? Flip side, devil's advocate here. Because emotionally, you know, I love Diggs. But, you know, yeah. something would have happened. Something probably happened. We all are not
look at this.
Privy to. Look at
what
that.
The fuck?
Don't burn it. Don't be an asshole. Don't be one of those assholes that burns shit because somebody leaves. Whatever. It's business.
All my autographs are out of date too. I got
Diggs is gonna be a foundational piece the past, you know, 4 years. Whether you like it or not. So
yeah,
it's definitely tough, but you know, devil's advocate side of it. We save $30 million next year. We have a high second because more than likely Minnesota is not going to do much this year.
True.
So should we talk about the draft coming up at the end of the month? Does this change the dynamics of what we're going to do this season? I think it does, Neil.
I don't think there's any doubt that, I mean, Bean has traded up 4 of his 5 drafts. He has. I don't there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to trade up, but I mean, we're not going to get to like, you know, a top 10 pick. If you want to get like a Marvin Harrison, you might need to be in the top 5 to get him. If you want to get these top tier guys, you need to be in the top 10.
Yeah. I don't see three of the top guys are going to be out of the top 10, Neil. So you're right.
They're going to be either. Yeah.
We got to go. Like if we're going to go home, go big. Right? Go big. You got to go big now because who we have right now, like Neil said, nobody. Well, all right. We do have some weapons. You know, we have Kincaid, Knox, Shakir. He's going to be huge next year. Huge Buffalo. He's your next slot guy. He's your younger Cole Beasley going forward. I promise you.
I agree with that.
And yeah. Justin Shorter. They're trying to make him something. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how they do this. It's treat him like a farm school where he's just on the practice squad, but you never know with this kid, man.
No, I agree. They kind of put him on the practice squad or the IR last year. I'm not sure that he was actually injured. It was just kind of, hey, we want to keep you on a team. We don't want to release you. And
they don't want to get rid of you. Yeah, exactly. We basically don't want to get rid of you.
I mean, in all reality, I still believe the window. I mean, I've been hearing it all day, the last 2 days. Oh, the window's definitely The window's not closed. Josh Allen's still behind center. The window's not closed. Get that word out of your mouth. When Josh Allen's gone, then we'll talk about the window being closed. That's just it. I hate hearing that. The window is closed. What fucking window? Close your fucking window then, or open your window. Josh Allen's our quarterback. The window's open. The window didn't close when Tyreek Hill left the Chiefs, right? So,
right, exactly.
I think the Bills can do perfectly fine without Diggs. The part that I'm so pissed off about, I hate we got in return. And you know what? Maybe if we just got that second in return and didn't give them two picks on top of it, that's like
they just added. Wait, there's more. We'll also get the 1-5 and a 6. Bannon Bradbury's like, I want this fucker out of Buffalo. That's what I'm thinking. That's imagine being in that room, Neil. What are you doing in that room? And like, well, what if you're like, who's the assistant GM or second in command? I guess they ordered.
I think he's our old GM or our old assistant GM.
So imagine him like just kind of tugging at his like sleeve, going, wait a minute, let's not. And I'll throw a 5 and a 6 in there, baby. Woo, because that's what Brandon Bean does. I don't know. What do you think went on in there?
They had to have just wanted to get rid of him so bad that there's like, whatever, I don't even give a shit. And I'll tell you, I heard a lot of analysts yesterday. Jim Miller started his show and just went off in praise of the Bills. He's like, they were just sick of his shit. He goes, they're sick of his shit. They're tired of him dicking around on social media. They're tired of him bitching on the sidelines. They're tired of hearing, oh, I should go play with my brother. They're tired of hearing that. And you know what? The playoffs last year when they most needed him, he had 8 targets, 3 catches for 24 yards, and the drop of the century.
But I still love him, though. I still love him.
Love the guy.
It doesn't take away the fact that I still love him as a fan.
I do, too. I'm pissed that he's gone. I hate that the way that ended.
The brunt of it, Neil.
We took it in the ass for that, yes.
Wow.
No, Lou. Done.
I got a button for that one, Neil. This is the kid show. Wow, right? I'm over the Joey call. I'm driving, right? And Joey calls me, buddy Joey. I didn't even like look at the news. Normally I have every alert possible, you know. Joey calls me. He's like, dude, did you hear they traded Stephon Diggs? And I'm like looking at the date. I'm like, wait a minute, it's not April 4th. Joey, cut it out, man. He's like, no, I swear to God. It's like, what? Hold on a minute. Now let me look at my phone while I'm driving on the highway going 80. I mean 65, because that's the speed limit, of course. But
80 is the speed.
And then you message me, you know, Ruck messaged me. Like, there's like, you start getting blown up by friends going, dude, did you hear it, bro? Like, you know, no, I didn't know. I didn't hear it. Oh my God. Thanks for being the first one to tell me about it.
I don't know about you, but I like the April Fool's trade better.
Right. Oh,
we're getting the Giants number 6 overall pick. And a second rounder, I was like, fuck, can we go back to that?
I know. That's
we looked at that one.
That's what we wanted. What's up, Mike? We're just talking about you.
Yeah, we're talking about No Lube. Welcome.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Hit that like button, too. Appreciate the comments. What's up, Boss and Chrissy? I think she goes, I think Papa Bean has some Moneyball shit under his sleeve, right? I'm at the Bills because it's hard to swallow and all the changes at once, all necessary, but still just a lot at once. Okay. Thanks, Boss.
I can tell you, I know the way Bean looks at the roster, the way that it was at the end of last year, and he's like, I'm not winning with these people on here. Move on. I get that. Where do we go next?
What do we do now? What do we do now? Draft is less than 30 days away, folks. NFL draft. We have 11 picks. We're just talking about this. There are some monster wide receivers out there, Tampa Neil. Monster wide receivers that I would love. Like day one, you're playing X day one. But yeah, you got to move up to get those type of guys, though. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they might find a diamond in the rough, like Justin Jefferson.
Well, Justin Jefferson wasn't a diamond in the rough.
He's still pretty good, but he got drafted, what, in 20, like 22 or?
He got drafted with our pick, which is when, yeah, it was in the 20s. But
yeah, still, though. That's.
I mean, I think that in a perfect world, we can end up with that Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. If we can trade up and we can find a trade partner that's going to trade up with us, I mean, I don't think that Marvin Harrison Jr. there's any shot to get him. I think that he's a locked out Arizona unless somebody finds a way to trade up with New England, which I heard they would be willing to trade. I don't think it's with us, but
not with a divisional opponent. No,
but I mean, unless somebody's trading with them to go after him, I don't think he gets past Arizona.
For one Super Bowl, Tampa Neal, all we need to get is Marvin Harrison Jr.
I would agree with that.
And you know, we will, you get, what would you do? Okay. You're Brandon Bean, the almighty being from above. We can call it God. We can call it aliens. Somebody with higher, unbelievable power comes down to Brandon Bean. You're Brandon Bean. And God goes, listen, do what you want, right? What would you do, Neal?
Do what I want.
Yep. Okay. Do what you want. Draft pick. We need to win it. You're guaranteed to win a Super Bowl. Do what you want. You're guaranteed. Look, the net, you want 10 years.
For Harrison.
The house, right? Take all my the draft house. Picks. The take my house. All. Here it is. Take every it. One of my draft picks. Every one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Bean's like, fuck it. Every one of them. Who would you say? Number one draft pick, Marvin Harrison Jr. We trade up, just get rid of all of our picks. That'd be the dumbest fucking thing in the world, but that would be like, fuck, we're winning Super Bowl.
I'm doing that, and then I'm making a phone call and signing Tyler Boyd as well.
Tyler Boyd?
Yeah.
What? He's not bad. We got Shakir, bro. We don't need Tyler Boyd.
I think we still need somebody else.
Imagine we get two badass. We move up to get like a Brian Thomas Jr., right? And everybody who doesn't follow college, these guys, there's these main guys that are just amazing. This year's draft class is going to be wide receivers. And Brian Thomas Jr. is not as good as Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a beast. His dad was a beast. He's a beast.
Yep.
You need to get up into maybe, if you're lucky, five. Arizona's good. He's going to Arizona. So number three was that New England, right? They're not going to trade with you unless you
number give them three power. Is New England. Yeah, they're not trading. Yeah.
Not trading.
I mean, your top three guys that are like, boom, they're starters day one are, you know, obviously Harrison. You've got Malik Nabers from LSU and
Roman Dunzi.
Dunzi. I don't know.
Roman. You're Googling this, aren't you? Roma Dunzi, the guy's a beast too. Will Fulton.
I think Brian Thompson Jr. I think is a good guy to have because he was there with with Joe Brady. That's a good guy to have. Fit right in.
He was there for Brady?
Yeah, when Brady was there.
4 years ago? He's been on the team 4 years?
Yep.
Wow. Was he like water boy?
No. Well, 4 years ago, he would have been a freshman.
Redshirt freshman?
Yep.
Nice. Well, all right. That's kind of cool. I like Brian Thomas Jr. too. Yep. I like somebody that wants that's all right. Let's, if you could forget about Stephon Diggs, what would you do? Tampa Neal goes, I'm giving the house. I would love Marvin Harrison Jr. I would also love Brian Thomas Jr. Both. And not clear the house.
Give them all.
Let's get them both. Let's get them, every one of them. Fuck it. Here, you want to take 10 years first round draft picks, but we want Marvin Harrison Jr., Brian Thomas, and Malik Nabers. What's up? Where are you going? Super Bowl. Not one, not two, not three, not four. That's ridiculous. That's why we're not GMs, Tampa Neal.
Correct.
This is why we're not allowed to make decisions.
Yeah, because I would get that call and say, hey, why don't you add a fifth and the sixth? And I'd be like, you know what you could do with that fifth and sixth? You're jumping straight up your ass. Out of here with that fifth and sixth crap.
Hold on, Brandon. Wait, I'm not done yet. I'm going to add in also a fifth and a sixth. I already told you. I already signed the paper. but I'm still going to throw in a 5 and a 6. All right. Just it's what Brandon Bean does. Fucking sprinkle this shit. Bye. You know, devil's advocate, love him, but now we can talk shit about him now because he's not a Bills anymore. Right. Is that allowable? No.
Yeah. His last memory as a Bill was the biggest drop ever. A ball went right through his fucking hands. Right through his hands.
Whoop. Whoop. Josh Allen's fault. Now this is the dark side of the show, folks. If you love Stephon Diggs, I highly advise you to tune in. But if you hate him, tune in even faster because this is the episode where it's brought to you by sponsor of the show, Buffalo Charlie's, Tampa Neal, and 716 Express. Tell us about it. That's your side of the Florida.
Tell us about 716 Express.
No, Buffalo Charlie's.
If you are looking for some of your favorite Buffalo stuff, you're in Florida. You got to go to Buffalo Charlie's over in Clearwater. Or, no, I'm sorry, in Dunedin.
Dunedin?
Yes. They've got all your Buffalo favorites, Chevetta's, Weber's, amazing chicken wings while you're getting those things. Salins, if you want it, they've got it right there. Stop by. The address is, it's going to pop up here in a second, I promise you, folks. The address is 1269 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin. Make sure you stop by and tell them you heard about it on Breaking Tables.
And the tab is free. Not joking. Don't do that.
That was definitely not free. Definitely not. But tell me yourself.
You're, free. Yeah, you're there. You're there. You let us know. We'll buy you a drink. We'll Zell money over there. We're like, here you go.
Well, Ashley runs that place now. The girl that was a bartender for a while, she actually worked with Sean even for a minute when in Orlando. And now she's completely running Buffalo Charlie's. The guys came in and bought it out, or bought the place, and she's running it. So it's still going to have all of its Buffalo stuff, Buffalo flavor. It's not going to change. She's a Buffalo chick, so it's going to be, that's not changing.
Awesome.
Everything. But the 716 Express will be coming to like a Bills backers bar near you in Florida. So don't be surprised if you start seeing all these shelves and stuff pop up at your Bills backers bar in Florida, at least.
That's right. We're not Diggs. Yep. They will never leave you.
No.
That's messed up. Anywho, that was Diggs. Have you ever, before we get into this, Tampa Neal, have you ever heard of another wide receiver? Okay, let's name wide receivers where they had kind of same scenario where they were like not cryptic because I think social media definitely plays a tune into that psychology of that word, cryptic message. But, before that, like the Ocho Cincos, the Divas, Antonio Browns, whatever, but has it been this bad where the team was like, most teams like, I want to keep you. You're not leaving, And us were like, here you go. Do you want them? Here. I got a 5 and a 6 too on top of that. Have you heard of anything like that, Neal?
I mean, there were some issues with players. Yeah, there you go. There's one right there. Terrell Owens had plenty of issues in the past and plenty of wide receivers that have had issues like this. Diggs isn't the first one. He's not the first time either. He had an issue like this in Minnesota too. So
Diva Minnesota, they didn't want him. Please take him. Of course, we got a first for him. Whatever.
We gave up.
But he did good, guys. He did his first season. He had 1,500 yards. He went off. He had fun. He went ham. Sometime in between year one and year four, there was a steady decline. The NFL is a young person league. It's unfortunate. Unless you're like a robot like Tom Brady, who cheats and probably on steroids. This is a joke because I don't want to get sued by him.
Did you see that clip about Brady too?
I know that was awesome. It's like
they're on the golf course.
Left you and Aaron, you
Devonta Adams Devonta left you.
Left you, and don't worry, Josh. Someone's gonna leave you soon. Wow. Epic.
Oh, then you know what? This is another thing too. If I hear one word out of McDermott or Bean that say Allen should not run the ball as much this year, I'm going to slap the shit out of him and be like, you know what? Stop trading fucking wide receivers. Keep the guys signed that we have. You can't expect them to not run the ball if he doesn't want to throw the football through. I better not hear that at one time this offseason.
Well, when George we get
should throw the ball more, he should not run. No, well, fucking you. So you threw away 1,900 yards of his.
It's all right. When we, Tampa Neal, when we get Marvin Harrison Jr., Brian Thomas Jr., and oh, come on. Actually, I'd rather take Leggett from South Carolina. That kid's a stud, bro. He's like your DK Metcalf. All right. Anyways,
what about if we get Leonard Fournette back?
When are we going to get Leonard Fournette? I don't know.
Here's a question for you. If we get him at a decent price, Odell Beckham Jr. For one, I don't think you're going to get Odell Beckham Jr. at a decent price. He'll sit on his couch until he gets paid. He's one of those divas too. So, and I'll tell you one thing. I'm not sure if I really want him anyways. The last thing I need to hear is the Bills lost a game because they were out on a fucking yacht on Lake Erie, or probably not Lake Erie, but they're out on a yacht or something like that, doing something stupid. Like, no. OBJ, tell me one thing good that he's done. He had a one-handed catch one day. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Good job.
Yeah.
You're not Stephon Diggs. We're not getting rid of Stephon Diggs to get Odell Beckham Jr. Stop.
No.
No. This is all recipe to move up and get your starting WR1 right now. And don't forget who we also have on our team still.
Josh Allen.
Josh motherfucking Allen.
Yep.
Window, stay the fuck open or close, whatever you want. Whoopity-doo. Break that window. There is no window. Stop saying window.
Thank you, Bobby. Tyler Boyd did technically end our drought. That is true.
All right. All right, let me text Tyler Boyd then. I'll just... Hey, bro, you're welcome to the Bills. Yeah, copy and bean, and boom, sent. All right, so Tyler Boyd's going to be on the Bills now. Thank you, Tammy Neal. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bobby Seymour, for reinforcing that.
What about bringing back... I'm kind of surprised they haven't yet. What about bringing Dante Hardy back?
Man, he didn't do it for me, man. No, we need somebody new. We need somebody fresh. That's why we got Matt Collins.
During the week off, something also changed big time. The kickoff. You saw that?
That is all right. Oh,
that's why we didn't have a show
last episode. Yes, yeah. Let's talk about that. New rules.
Yeah. That's the reason I brought up Hardy is that they are going to need somebody who is a real kickoff returner. And I think Hardy is a good guy to have. They didn't think these rules were going to be that way, so they released him. But so the new kickoff rule, they're going to be kicking off from like, what, the 40-yard line or something like that? And it's just going to be the kicker. Everybody else is going to be lining up. And they can't go past the 20-yard line until it's kicked off. And there's a return pretty much every single time.
Well, if it goes
like in XFL
the end zone, if they don't hit it, it hits the field and it goes to the end zone. The ball's going to be placed on, I think, the 35 mm-hmm. or something like that. If you're in a certain zone, you can't do a touchback. You got to return it guaranteed, right? There is pretty much no more touchbacks.
Yeah.
You get rid of touchbacks. If you kick it in the end zone, it's on like a 25 or something. I don't know. Whatever. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be
interesting.
The kickoff before was boring as shit.
It was. And this is going to be really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm excited to see it. They have it slated as just a 1 year change because they want to see what's going to happen. I know they're always like, oh, we got to make sure nobody's getting hurt. And I'm like, well, it's football. I mean, you can't tackle already. So how's anybody going to get hurt? Right. They did change the one check tackle rule. So
you can't roll. You can't gator roll them right once you got them hip locked, yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. fuck, it's turning a two-hand touch, Tabanil.
Close to it, yeah. Be the most expensive two-hand touch ever.
Ever. I don't know. I mean, whatever. It's people gonna, it's just, I just think that with the whole gambling thing, I'm huge on that. With not gambling, but with NFL and gambling, come on. If you're calling this a business, if every GM, every coach in America, in the NFL, is calling this a business, but that business, hearsay, is also doing business with a gambling.
And Caesars is one of the biggest, sponsors.
Yeah. I'm not saying that,
you're saying what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm not saying that. This is not WWE, but sometimes it's like, wait a minute, are we transitioning to like WWE?
Basically, the National Football Entertainment.
NFE.
NFE is, it just doesn't go the same.
They get sued. I don't know. They have so much money. They have so much ball. NFL, we're never getting rid of it. Whatever. All we can do is just watch and tailgate. Have fun. Make some wings. Make some food. Wear your favorite team colors.
Even if they are the wrong players.
I'm going to get a Diggs jersey now because it's probably super cheap.
Probably cheap.
I have no problem with Diggs. I have no problem wearing it.
I mean, I don't have a problem wearing my jerseys either, but I'm just like, fuck.
They're gone now. Poyer, like, I want you to wear that one for the Dolphins game. That's going to be
awesome. Might wear that for the Dolphins. No, it's bad luck. Every time I wear the Poyer jersey, they lose.
No bad luck.
Yeah, no, I'm not wearing that one.
Wait, what if let's invite Bob Bradley. You let him wear it, and then the curse is dispelled. That's how it works.
I'm just putting him into my jersey.
I don't think he would either. No, he would. That's disgusting. We love you, Bob Bradley.
Where is Bob?
Man, I don't know.
He's working somewhere crazy today.
Yeah. Getting ready for the full eclipse.
Saturday. Yeah. What are you doing for the eclipse? Me? Nothing.
We saw 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Wow, how many years ago? Four or five, whatever.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
Down here in Florida, right? Yeah, it was. Yeah. It had been like 3 years ago.
It was 2020.
Four years ago. Yeah.
I saw that was interesting. Kid. Yeah, I've seen it before.
I saw it as a baby too. It's gonna be interesting. It's good for Buffalo. You can't book a flight there now because it's $1,000.
I know. Look at all that tourism going to Buffalo. What the hell? Usually everybody's dying to get the hell out of there.
Right? Like Stefan Diggs. Boom.
Like Stefan Diggs.
Oh, I got a button for this. Hold on a minute. Where the fuck is it? Jesus. Oh, this is too much fun. Whatever. You can imagine, though. I'll find it. I will find it. I got so many different buttons. Talk.
Do, 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 do. Do, talk.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right, you guys stop now. This is why we go once a week in the summer times. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Connie, what up, Connie? You don't like the kickoff rule. I don't know. I don't like a lot of things the NFL gives.
I like the kickoff rule. It's something different. It's an actual kickoff.
Right.
It makes here's an automatic touchback. Every single time.
Thank you, Tampa Neal. Thank you. Now everybody's going to be glued to the TV for the new kickoff going, I don't like stupid rules, but you're the first one that's going, well, I can't wait. What happens? When's the last time you wanted to watch kickoff? Unless it's the opening of the game. But now it's
the last time the special teams coach had to coach.
Right? Ooh. Like, yeah.
They got to come up with some, like, how to return this thing now.
Now we
they had those plays, but now they actually had to use them.
Now we had a draft Wooly. The guy ran a 4.2 in the combine. Just have him catch the ball, run the fuck. Run past everybody. That's all you got to do. That's our new Devin Hester right there, Campanile. I'm telling you. Get somebody fast, somebody quick. Grab the ball who can catch the ball.
Deontay Hardy, bring him back.
No, we don't need Hardy. We can get a rookie. Get Woolley, who ran a 4.2 in the combine, Neil.
Wait, so Sabres still have a chance at going to the playoffs? Look at that. I was talking with Brian, who runs the Bills Backers of Wesley Chapel. And to him, I compared this trade to the Ryan O'Reilly trade. You might not know what that is, but.
Oh, I didn't know this was a hockey show, but let's continue. Now I'm interested, Tampa Neil. I'm joking. The Sabres.
No. Well, Ryan O'Reilly was traded in the next season. He won the MVP of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Bill, the Sabres traded him.
The Sabres traded him, yes.
Oh.
Now, that wasn't an awful trade. It was an awful trade that year, but we ended up with some very talented players. So I'm hoping that we can use this second round pick to also get some very talented players. Hopefully they do more than have a couple of good seasons, but
don't we play Houston this year?
Yes.
In Houston?
In Houston.
Oh, you're going to see it now. The highlight of the show, it's going to be like a Sunday night game in Houston. And they're going to be all about Stephon Diggs versus Buffalo. I guarantee that's what it's going to be about.
Oh, you know, that is now a Monday Night Football game.
It wasn't going to be before. I'd rather think Sunday night.
It was not going to be before at all.
Yeah, it was going to be a 1 o'clock game. Like, fuck, there goes our 1 o'clock. Well, there'd be a 4 o'clock game because they're in Houston.
Yeah.
But man, I was, now it's going to be, I can hear it right now. Stephon Diggs, Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. They're going to bring it all up again because every media is talking about this. Oh, yeah, about Stephon Diggs didn't want to be there. I thought he wanted to be there, but he did stupid shit outside of what he could have done. And, like, it caused a lot of confusion, a lot of, like, well, what are you doing, bro? Come on. Whatever. Buffalo and McDermott ran Buffalo Bills is a very tight locker room. It's what that Tyler Dunn wrote that episode, right? Stephon Diggs didn't want to play McDermott. Maybe that was true.
I mean, it might be.
Speculate, Tampa Neil. Let's start rumors.
Can we start causing rumors, dude? Did you hear Marvin Harrison was on Blow last week? We could drop his draft.
I heard that too. Yeah. Actually, I got videos of it. Marvin Harrison Jr., Brian Thomas. We're both doing drugs in a bathroom. I got it on video. Oh, we're going to release it. I haven't dropped out that.
You heard, this is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Breaking news.
You should have waited until like the day before the draft to kind of come out.
Damn it, Neil. Stop with the good ideas. Let's
don't worry. We'll make it way worse. We'll be like, hey, he drove his Lamborghini and was driving fast. Oh, wait. That already happened.
Yeah, renting out $100,000 Lamborghini causes a 6-car fucking pileup, Miami.
Was that in Miami too?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't realize I was in Miami. No kidding.
Yeah, the walk.
It was in Dallas.
Who? What? Who's in Dallas?
That car wreck was in Dallas.
Oh, I thought it was in Miami.
No.
I don't know, man.
Same difference. Shitty traffic.
You still work. I know about the app. Same. You're right. All right. Well, there's that.
Fire them all. Get rid of them. Fire sale.
Thanks, Jennifer. We heard you. How are you doing, Jennifer? Say hi, John. Come in the camera.
Say hi.
Come on, it's summertime. There's nothing to talk about.
She's working.
Hi. Oh.
That's all you got.
I mean, you can do a fucking cartwheel. I don't care.
She walked in. She literally walked into the office. She's like, why are these jerseys all over the floor? Like, oh, you missed the first part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should have watched the show. That's why we only have one viewer. I'm just kidding. That's awesome. My wife, we only have one viewer. It's like, he's either my wife or your wife.
Just kidding. We got more than one viewer.
I know. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Hit that love button. Come on. Join the agony of breaking tables. We will make you forget about Stefon Diggs. I promise you. Mm-hmm. Make you forget about Stefon Diggs. What, like, what that picture of him, like, looking at the Chiefs after the 13-second game? Oh, you know how many memes already coming out of that alone? Internet, baby. Come on. AI is real. True.
When are you doing your one-arm push-ups?
One-arm push-ups?
Buck said he was going to donate $100 to Butch's charity. You got to do one-arm push-ups.
If I don't remember saying that, it never happened. Did I say it last episode?
Nope,
I
think it's on Butch's line.
Oh, yeah. It's starting to, yep. All right.
It's all coming back to you now.
Yes. All right. I mean, when you're in the time portal, right, you can see the events. You just can't action them. You're right. You know, you might see like little blurts. Like, imagine through a tunnel, Back to the Future. You see like random flashes, right? Yeah. So that's, yeah. Yeah, I'll do it for the kids. One arm push-ups. How many do I gotta do?
Just one.
For every one? For every one push-up, one arm push-up.
Every one, right, you do, you get donates $100. Now that's something.
Well, that's what I heard. All right.
There we go.
It was $10. Oh, so I can do 10. I can do five in one arm, five in the other, right? One arm push-ups.
Man, I'm gonna pull this up because I'm pretty sure that was 100.
We'll just come back and we'll watch the show.
Yeah.
I heard 100.
I heard 100 too.
Cause I can do 10 one arm push-ups.
You do 10 of them?
Yeah. Five in one arm, five in the other. Or maybe eight in one arm, three in the other.
Can you do like a clap thing and switch arms?
No, I definitely cannot do that. Like, I'm having an asthma attack thinking about trying to do that. The last time I tried exercising, I broke my foot showing my wife how to do a jump rope right before the Philippines. Broke my pinky toe bone.
Oh, that's just true. Okay, it was $100 if you did more one-arm push-ups than Butch. Well, that's just, you might as well give that.
I don't think Butch can do like multiple push-ups. You guys are in shape, but one-arm push-ups, there's a trick to it, right? I watch a lot of Bruce Lee movies. Gotta, you know. That's why I could do it, because I watched Bruce Lee.
You gotta do what?
What the? You know, get over here, finish him, fatality.
Butch did say he couldn't do any. That is true.
See, I know. I would have easily won. All right, well, Butch, you know, the homecoming this year when Buffalo comes down to Josh Allen's second home. One arm push up competitions. Yes. Right on. I got to start working out. Fuck me.
You only got to work one arm out.
That's it. One arm. That's all you got to do.
You're like,
I got this huge, like, Popeye arm, and the other one's like, oh, man. I call this arm Stefon Diggs. No, but serious. Oh, also news, Davante Adams. I don't know why I laugh. Fucking asshole I am. Davante Adams died down here, bro, in Florida. Like, they found him dead in his home. Remember Davante Adams? No? You don't?
Well, Davante Adams definitely didn't die. You might be thinking of
Vontae Davis.
Vontae Davis. God.
We're getting sued. Sorry, Davante Adams.
Davante Adams, like,
didn't even get the right name. I didn't even get the right person who died.
Yeah, you're close.
Sorry, Vontae Davis. That's what happens when you fucking leave halftime. But no, they found him dead. That's fucked up. They found him dead. They found him dead down here in Florida. That's pretty crazy. He was like,
dude, it was April. It was April Fool's Day too when it happened. I was like, that's a really shitty April Fool's Day.
I learned the first week, I never trust anything the first week of April. Like April Fool's literally turned into like a week of like, is this really happening? Stefan Diggs is really going? Is this still part of the joke? Guys, it's not April Fool's anymore. Right, Neil?
Yeah.
He made it past halftime. No, he quit at halftime, Sean.
Oh, yeah, he quit at halftime.
He literally quit. He didn't even go out of the locker room. He's taking off his socks, and coach is like, what are you doing? He's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm out, coach. Like, all right, well, fuck you. But, I mean, listen, hey, prayers to his family. I mean, it's fucked up. Fucked up when he did the Buffalo, but at the end of the day, the man lost his life. So, you know, just... He's a person. He's a person too. So it's a shame. I don't know what happened. We can't do that. Sean, what's up, buddy? Sean Hanrahan, folks.
Mike.
Man, who said there's nothing to talk about?
Lots to talk about, off-season stuff.
I guarantee people are talking about Stefan Diggs still. It's like, come on. This is what we're talking about. Except that, do you trust the process? What are we going to be doing? You know? Everybody.
Trust the process.
Let me drink my tea too. That tea was bitter.
My wine's quite delicious.
No, you're drinking wine, Tampanillo.
Yeah.
So this Diggs leaving the Bills turned you into a whiny now.
You know I've always been a whiny.
You're a wino. Campanile is a wino, folks. Mm. I can hear you whining, knowing. Mm-hmm. Why knowing? Don't know. See, that's what happens when you don't want to talk about Stefan Diggs anymore. We come up with weird wino jokes.
I like wino jokes. Epic B, check your phone. Sounds like something bad. No, something bad.
Anytime. Hold on a minute.
Anytime Mike tells us to check your phone, it's like, uh-oh.
Anytime Mike Runkle goes, check your phone or check this link, I promise you, don't fucking do it. Okay? He just
said, don't be near any kids.
Yeah, don't be around people. Don't be at Starbucks ordering a Cafe Vente Latte. Don't do it because the person behind you is even like, what is this motherfucking weirdo in front of me fucking looking at? Yeah. Don't do it. We're still winning the Super Bowl, Sean. Guys, we're going to win the Super Bowl. It is hands down already. Caesar has us winning it. Guaranteed. Thank you, Sean. Come on, guys. Keep up with the comments. And since you're commenting, please also hit that like button and laugh button. Makes us feel good. Unless you're Bob Bradley and hit the hate button. No hate. This is hate free. This is a diva / drama / free episode. Tampanillo, that was... How much wine are you drinking, my friend?
All of it.
Aw. Well, I am going to drink all my beer then.
I drink alone. Actually, I don't drink right there.
While she does the work. All right. Well, Jennifer, since you're part of the show now, what is the next topic?
You know she can't hear you, right?
Oh, no. She's not watching the show?
My earphone's right here.
Oh, give her one of them.
I don't think that's possible.
No, you can't split them up. No. All right. Yeah. Well, so to this day, that was an AI of Jennifer. That wasn't the real Jennifer because she didn't.
That was an AI of Jennifer. The AI Jennifer was talking, not the real one.
Thanks, AI Jennifer. Sounded very convincing. I'm telling you, AI is crazy. Not dead air, Connie. You don't get the show if you think about that there anymore. What'd you do, Neil?
What? You said dead air. I'm like, we're not talking about Devontae Davis anymore.
man. You can't. Oh, Tappanil, what an asshole. I wouldn't even go that far. I mean, I would, but you kind of took my joke. So good on you. Look at this guy. His name is fucking Ryan, but he's like, I'm Rye Richard all of a sudden.
Who's Rye Richard?
Who's Rye Richard? Oh.
Bad. Ryan, all my autographs are out of date. I need new ones.
Hey, do you have any like Diggs jerseys for sale? Maybe like, you know, under 10 cents? Just saying. Heard it's a hot commodity right now.
By the way, did you see Ryan's video of him playing catch with himself? It was quite entertaining. Was waiting for him to fall over. Was hoping he was going to fall over. He didn't, though. No doubt he's sore today.
Next time he does that, it's like, I'm going to be... Oh, that's what we got to do. Over and under, money goes to charity. We'll do like something like this. You know, where we're like, hey, will he fall over? He's super drunk right now. Like after like a Miami game, Tampanil. Mm. Record it. Like who will fall over first?
Where was he for the Miami game? What the hell?
I don't know.
That's kind of lame.
What's up, Lisa? How you doing? I'm like, super excited for the draft. Now that we're going to be moving up for a wide receiver. Or we're going to get rid of everything for all the wide receivers. Like, you cannot draft a wide receiver unless your name is Buffalo Bills. Brandon B. That's it. Take next year. Take a year after that. Take 10 years from now. Take a whole fucking century of first rounders. I don't give a fuck.
So maybe we won't have to wait till midnight to see the actual draft this year? Or the pick?
No. I definitely don't. I definitely think it's going to be very early. We have 11. What is Brandon B going to do with 11 picks when we don't have any money to give any rookies at all?
Oh, we got he money is to
going
give.
To dispose of those. Like
I'm curious. Nothing. I'm curious what he does in June whenever we get the Trey White money back.
Trey White money.
Mm-hmm.
$10 million, boom, in the bank,
boom.
Imagine you being on your last paycheck, and you're like, "All I gotta do is make it till June 10th. Money in the bank. I got $10 million."
Okay, yeah, here we go. Terry, give me that checkbook.
That's businesses for you. They're like they're negative, but they've got money. Stop it.
Hey. I saw where he landed on the Forbes list this year.
Yeah, I did too. Come on now.
He's good for it. Like, what do we write you a post-dated check?
Like that rumor about Kansas and how like the Kansas City Chiefs fans don't. I don't know if it's fake or not, but I don't know if you heard that where Kansas City wants to revamp their stadium, renovate their stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And the locals are like, I'm not paying that. And then it's like, now, I don't know. Imagine they're like, fuck you, we're out then. Kansas? Fucking, where the fuck is Kansas?
No, they voted no for that. It was it was a combo thing. The vote was to move the Kansas City Royal Stadium to downtown and to redo, like, basically renovate the hell out of their current stadium. And they voted no for everything. So now I've heard that they're talking about moving the team across the river, which... They're in Kansas City, Missouri, so they're looking to move to Kansas City, Kansas, where it's cheaper to build.
I think they just dissolve their whole, like, fire the homes.
Yeah.
Get rid of everybody, just like, but I mean, before, I just maybe, like, tear it, a throwing arm shoulder blade before you get rid of them. But just dissolve your whole organization, and the Bills are guaranteed to win. That's fine. You can't do that, Neil. Stop it.
Chiefs players are running out of are running into a lot of issues. They're getting to a point where they can barely go across state lines. So I don't know if that's gonna work out very well. You know, Andy Reid's
right.
Kid.
It's like you're just trying. Right. You can't do nothing. You gotta stay in that shitty city. And I've been through there, folks. I know how much of a shithole Midwest is. I promise you it's not good. Promise you. Not Miami. I live in Fort Lauderdale now. It's not definitely not Fort Lauderdale. No. Oh man. Anyways,
Name changes so clients can't find me. So are you incognito? There's a question out there. Big important question. Hot wings or medium wings? And Mike says, how do you not get hot wings? I'll tell you one thing.
You gotta love hot wings. You gotta try it.
Dude, I do love me some good hot wings. They just kind of don't like me.
All I heard Tampanillo was buck, 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 buck. They got medicine for that. They got Pepto-Bismol. No,
they're fine going in. It's the coming out part where it's like.
That's what she said. Ryan Richard is also Brian Hickman. Just say it. Or Ryan Hickman. You are exposed, sir. Yeah. Anyways, this is that absolutely epic. We're not talking about hockey. Mike Neil knows how to cook wings, and the butter franks ratio is key. You know, Neil is good at wings, but also, yes. Don't forget, I am good at fucking hot dogs. I love my hot dogs with chili. Chili hot dogs are on point. I eat the shit out of that. I don't care if you like them or not. If you have my tailgate,
he takes a hot dog the whole way.
One whoop, that's it. Done. Where's that hot dog going? Nowhere but my belly. And then, you know, and then you got Tampanillo and Jennifer taking weird random photos of me eating random shit. And
it's only jello shots.
That was that one time. I think I have a mark still from that fucking plastic piece they shot in the back of my throat.
That's what she said.
On that note, folks, we lost all our sponsors. Oh, guys, we love every one of y'all. It's been a stupid fun episode. That's what, you know, it's fun. It's fun to do this for you. Group therapy. Group therapy, right?
Grab your favorite drink and tell us your problem.
Yeah. Or a beer. Or a whiskey. Or a cigarette. Or a cigar.
Send them all to Rye Richard.
Rye Richard. Let me give you his cell phone and personal home address.
555. Remember when phone numbers in like every show, it was always 555.
Right. Now they have actual numbers. We're like, oh, we called them.
Yeah.
It's going to piss me off. I'm like, what the fuck?
I always thought Jerry Seinfeld's number was really 555.
He's still not. That is why Michael Vick has not been answering.
Is it number 555?
Oh, that is fucking epic. Way to end the show. Boom. Tampanillo, I think it's time to go the fuck home. I love every one of y'all. Tampanillo, time to go home.
Thanks for watching again. We'll see you next Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can catch the live show on Facebook, YouTube, as well as Twitter. There's a lot of people catch up on Twitter. We need to get the Twitter notes on here. It'd be fun to get those comments because I bet those are dirty.
Right?
But if you missed the live version.
Up right now, folks.
Yeah, I know. If you missed the live version, make sure you pull us up tomorrow wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether it is Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Pod, Samsung Pod, and Apple Pod. Pull us up, like us, share us, hit the subscribe button. Tell your aunts, uncles, neighbors. Don't tell your attorneys. Epic B. And yeah, well, I think we only have about 2 more months of watching on Google Pod, by the way. They're going bye-bye.
Yeah, they're leaving us.
Yeah.
It's fine.
They're just going bye-bye.
People are watching us everywhere on, I guess, apparently people love iPhones, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, we get
I'm an Android guy. I'm a diehard Android guy.
Me too.
So
people watch us on the Apple Pod.
We love every one of y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you guys next Thursday. Let's get more into the draft. Let's get more analytical. Yeah, right. And this is Breaking Tables. We love every one of y'all. Hi. Love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.